morning, we're going to be talking about hematology. And this particular aspect of the presentation has to do with something that a lot of us don't like to think about very much. Because it's usually associated with something that's very painful. When we cut our finger, we see blood, but we also feel pain. So we usually, from our childhood, associate pain with that red stuff that comes out. And it hurts, and we become frightened. And some people even become sick. When I first went into the military service, they needed to take a blood test of all the new recruits. And there was a great, tall, very tall, big American in front of me as we went through the line. He was a very strong-looking man. And the nurse said, "Stick out your arm." And he put out his arm. So she took the blood sample. And when she finished taking out the blood sample, So here I'm trying to catch this great big man. So when it came my turn to have the blood, I was also afraid. Some people become quite frightened at the sight of blood. But as a physician, I had to get used to the sight of blood, of course. And so this morning we want to talk about blood because it really is fundamental to the understanding of the gospel. So I want to talk about three aspects of the blood in relationship to the gospel this morning. I want to talk about the anthropological significance of the blood. This has to do with the application of it in various cultures at different times. And how people in different parts of the world look at blood. And then we'll talk a little bit about its physiological significance, its importance to your body for physical life. And then we're going to talk about, finally, its spiritual significance and its application to your spiritual life as well. Now, first of all, I want to just relate a few experiences from the anthropological point of view. And I want to tell you about some of my encounters when I was working in Taiwan. I discovered that the Chinese have a very interesting custom once a year. During Chinese New Year's, I noticed that they were busy painting the front doors of their houses. And there was a very interesting custom that your people carry out. They take a strip of red paper, and then they write out characters on the red paper. And then they paste this red paper over the doors and the top of the door. And then they have characters that bespeak of the need for blessing upon their home. And I thought this was a very interesting custom. So I tried to find out, where did this custom come from? Why do you put red on this side and this side and across the top? Nobody could tell me why. But they do it because Grandpa did it. And Grandpa did it because Great-Grandpa did it. And the Great-Grandpa did it because Great-Great-Grandpa did it. And I thought it was very interesting. We'll come back to that. One of your principal teachers was approached one day, and he lived at the time of Isaiah.
你们中国人中间有一个有名的老师, 他住在的时间跟以赛亚同时。
And Confucius was approached by his disciples with a big question.
他的孔夫子他的学生问他一个很大的问题。
They wanted to ask him about the meaning of the blood sacrifice in the Temple of Heaven in Beijing.
他们在北京天庭献祭的时候就问他为什么要用血来献祭。
Once a year, the Emperor of China would offer a lamb on the altar outside of the Temple of Heaven.
每年一次他们在北京的那个天庭的外面要献一个羊。
And so his disciples asked him, and they said, Master, what is the meaning of that sacrifice once a year in Beijing?
那孔夫子的学生就问他到底这是什么意义每年要献一次用血来洒。
And he said, I don't know the real meaning of that sacrifice.
他说我不知道到底实际的意义是什么。
But I do know, as clearly as the lines in my hand, that the person who understands that sacrifice will understand how to rule the kingdom.
但是我很清楚，好像了解我自己的指纹一样，那个人他懂得这个献祭的意义的人，将来一定可以统治世界。
You see, in all countries and in all peoples, down through the centuries, there has been sacrifice.
在每一个国家，在不同的文化里面，每一个他们都懂得要献祭。
We don't know why, but it dates too far back, and we've lost the significance.
我们不知道为什么他们都献祭，但是因为他们献了很久了，都不晓得献祭的意义是什么。
And what we want to do this morning is try to discover that significance again.
今天早上我想跟大家来找出到底献祭的意义是什么。
When I was a little boy in Ethiopia, my family traveled into the far western part of that land.
当我在非洲的时候，我的家人常常到西边去。
And we had no automobile transport. We had to go by horseback.
我们那时候没有汽车，就必须就骑马去。
And we came to a swollen river that had washed away the bridge.
我们看到有个地方，那个水涨起来，把那个桥都冲走了。
So we had to wait for the water to go down.
所以我们就要等着让那个水降下来。
After a couple of days, it looked like it was down pretty far.
那两三天以后，好像水已经降下去了。
And it looked like it might be safe to cross with our horses.
我们想大概骑马过去是安全了。
So my family got ready to go across with the horses.
我们全家就好像正要骑马过去的时候。
But the Ethiopian said, wait a minute.
但是当地的非洲人就说，等一下。
Don't cross that river yet.
你不要现在就过去。
We haven't sacrificed.
我们还没有献祭。
So they went and caught a chicken.
啊，他们就去抓了一个鸡。
And they took off its head.
把它的头这样。
And they sprinkled the blood of the chicken into the river.
砍了它的头，就把那个血洒在那个河里面。
Now they said it's safe to go across the river.
他说现在可以安全了，你们过去吧。
We got across the river.
我们就过去了。
You see, people do things down through their history without really understanding all about it.
我们看到人他从古时候就用献祭来做这件事，但是他实际不明白是什么意义。
And for that matter, in enlightened America, we haven't really understood very much about the blood.
甚至于我们美国人对于血的这个事情也不太明白到底是什么意思。
For instance, our first president.
就是好像我们第一个任的总统。
You know how President George Washington died?
你知道华盛顿总统是怎么死的吗？
In his day, the physicians believed that by taking out the blood, you could help the body.
那个时候，医生他们相信把血抽出来以后可以帮助身体。
General Washington caught pneumonia.
那华盛顿总统他得了肺炎。
And so his doctors came and they said, "Well, we better take off his blood."
那医生就说，哦，最好我们把他血抽出来。
So they bled him.
就让他流血。
So he died.
他就死了。
Not very smart.
不太智慧的事。
But now, in more modern days, we have discovered, particularly during the Vietnam conflict, how to save lives.
那我们在现在的时间，特别是经过越南战争的时候，我们就发现了如何的拯救一个人的性命。
And the average time from the point when the soldier was wounded to the time we started giving blood was 20 minutes.
当一个兵他受伤以后，我们要抢救他的生命，在最好的时间就是二十分钟以内。
That's because we had good communication by radio.
因为那个时候我们用无线电来通话。
We had fast helicopters to come in and pick up the wounded and take them immediately to the hospital.
有很好的直升飞机把上伤兵拿了，马上就送到医院里面。
But we had lots of Americans in this country giving their blood and saving many lives.
因为有很多的美国人给他们血，然后救了很多人的性命。
Well, I want to tell you about something that might correlate or might fit a little bit with what we first talked about.
我要告诉你们，可能有的事情更加跟我们讲的切合。
The people of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
以色列人当时是在埃及做奴隶。
The Egyptian Pharaoh or king had forced them into slave labor to build the pyramids.
那以色列的王法老当时就强迫以色列人为他们造金字塔。
And so these Israelis worked down in Egypt for almost 300 years.
这件事情在埃及差不多做了300年的样子。
And then God said, I'm going to deliver you, I'm going to take you away and out of Egypt and take you back to your promised land.
那神就跟以色列人说，我要把你们释放出来，从埃及救出来，带你们到应许之地去。
But the Egyptians would not let them go.
但是埃及人不让他们走。
And so God brought about many difficult plagues or judgments upon Egypt.
那神就给了埃及人很多很艰难的惩罚和灾难。
And God said, the last one is going to be the judgment of death. I'm going to bring the angel of death upon all of the Egyptians.
他最后的一个灾难就是说，我要差遣我的杀人的天使来到每一个埃及的家里面来屠杀。
And so God said, I want you to take to his own people.A lamb that is a perfect lamb.
他就跟以色列人说，你们每一个人拿一个完全没有瑕疵的一个羔羊。
And I want you to kill that little lamb, and I want you to catch the blood.
我要你把那个羊把它宰了，然后把那个血留下来。
I want you to take that blood, and I want you to take it to the doorpost of your house.
然后你就把这个血拿到你的门框上面去。
And I want you to put that blood on the doorpost and across the lintel of your house.
那你就把它涂在门的两边和门的上面。
And when the angel of death passes over and he sees an Israeli house, he will not harm the firstborn son.
当那个屠杀的天使来的时候，看到这个血的门，他就不会宰杀他的弟长子。
And when the angel came, the Israeli homes were protected by the blood.
当天使来的时候，一看到以色列人的门，通通都有血涂着。
From that day down through the centuries to this day, the Jewish people celebrate or remember the Passover.
从那时候开始，一直到今天为止，以色列人还在纪念他们的逾越节。
And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you."
神说，我一看到血，我就从你这里越过去。
And that blood is going to protect your home.
因为这个血能够保护你的家人。
And when I remember that history of the Jewish people and I see what the Chinese people do, I wonder if there's a Kanangyo Guanxi Ma.
那我想到以色列的历史，我一看到中国人贴红条的事情，我就不晓得可不可能他们中间有一点关系。
But I think that there really is a very interesting relationship there.
但是我发现的只是一个很有趣的一个关系。
And as I study and look at the customs of people in different parts of the world, it's very interesting to me to see that very commonly they do have blood sacrifices built into their history.
所以我研究不同的文化和不同的人的风俗的时候，我就看到他们都常常有献祭这件事情，用血。
Well, let's look a little bit then at the physiological significance of the blood.
我们再看一下血液在生理上的意义。
If you can imagine your body as a very large city, it might help us to understand this a little bit more. A large, busy city like Cincinnati.
若是你把你的身体想成好像是一个很忙碌的城市一样，可能能够帮助你了解这个。
Many roads and many little streets and many alleys.
有很多很多的道路这样走来走去。
We might consider that to be the well, maybe the blood vessels of your body.
我们可以把它想成好像是血管，身体上的血管一样。
But a city is made up of more than just traffic and cars and motorcycles.
但是一个城市它不仅是 有街道和交通而已。
You've got people inside of those cars.
你还有人在里面走。
And they want to get out of the cars and go into the city and into the buildings and into their workshops.
他们要从车里面出来，然后到房子里面去，然后去做各样的事。
And they want to go to the cafeterias and they want to eat.
他们到要餐馆里面去吃东西。
And when they're through eating, they want to throw out the garbage and push it out into the streets.
当他们吃完了以后，把那些垃圾就丢到外面去。
And then the garbage trucks come along and pick up the garbage and take it away.
那清道夫然后拿了这些垃圾，然后就丢掉。
And the trash collectors come and move out the trash.
然后就收取垃圾的就把它拿到其他的地方去。
And at the end of the day, all the people come out of the buildings and get it back into the cars, and the cars go in all directions again.
到晚上的时候，人通通到车子里面，然后就到不同的方向。
And the city is moving all the time, and things are happening in every part of the city all the time.
所以一个城市是整天都是忙忙碌碌忙忙碌碌。
It's not static in any way, but it's dynamic and moving.
并不是静止的，而是不断的在那里动作。
So, this might be a little picture, perhaps, of the human organism.
那当我们思想到身体的时候，也差不多是这样的形式。
You have about 12,000 miles of capillaries, if they were all stretched out in one.
我们若是把微血管把它延长的话，大概是有一万二千里的那么长。
That's like going across our country four times.
就好像横过美国四次。
And then you have all of these little blood cells that are traveling all the time in and out through these tubes, our capillaries.
我们有那个血的细胞在那个管子里面走来走去。
But it doesn't stop there, because that would only be like the automobiles on the highway.
我们不仅是那样如此，这只不过是像公路上的那个车子。
See, things pass outside of the highways into the cells, and you have oxygen going and carbon dioxide coming. There's a two-way traffic all the time.
有空气走到那个那个血球里面去，那个氧气进去，二氧化碳出来。
And these little blood cells are able to migrate in and out of the blood vessels, and they come and go, and there's terrific exchange all the time.
那个血球也有的时候从那个血管里面走出来，它总是来来往往的这样子走。
Well, how much blood do you have in your body?
到底你们身体里面有多少血液呢？
160-pound person has about 5 quarts of blood.
160磅的人差不多他的血有5个垮托。
That gives about 500 cc's per 20 pounds.
平均来说好像是20磅 的重量就有500cc 的血。
Now you can figure out how much blood you have.
所以你就知道大概你有多少血。
But here's something more interesting. If you take a pin, you know, a straight pin, just the kind that you do sewing with, and you look at the head, the size of the head of that pin.
有一件事很有趣的，就是你拿那个做针线的那个针头那么大。
And if you just had that much blood,
只有这么一个针头那么大的一个血点，
you'd have 5 million red blood cells.
你就有500万的红血球。
And you'd have about 7,000 or 8,000 white blood cells.
有差不多有7000个白血球。
So you can see that these are very small little organized units that flow through your bloodstream at terrific speed.
所以你看到一个小小的这个机体在你的身体里面这样用高速这样子游行。
What about the red blood cell?
到底红血球是怎么回事？
It's peculiarly shaped. It looks like a dumbbell almost.
看上去很奇怪。
But it is very complicated.
但是是非常的复杂。
And it's made up of molecules of hemoglobin.
它是从那个血红素的分子组成的。
This is the red coloring matter that makes blood look red.
这是一个红的东西，看上去就是红颜色。
And we think that a molecule of hemoglobin has this chemical formula.
我们知道那个血红素的那个分子的分子式就是这样。
How many molecules are in each red blood cell of this formula?
在每一个红血球里面有多少个分子呢？
Well, it has unnumbered millions of molecules, and each molecule may have the molecular weight of this number.
那里面的那个分子是数不清的，有几万，而且它每一个分子的重量就是这么重。
And it is a most complicated little blood cell.
是一个小的红血球，是非常非常的复杂。
And so, as we look at the physiology of the human system, we are terribly not confused so much as amazed at its complexity.
当我看到人体的这样子复杂的时候，我就觉得真是奇妙，会这么一个小小的器官那么样的复杂。
In 1525, there was a scientist who was studying the physiology of the blood.
在1525年的时候，有一个生理学家，他研究血液。
His name was Servetus.
他的名字叫做 Servetus.
And he was from Switzerland.
从瑞典，他是瑞典人。
And he discovered that the blood did not go from one side of the heart to directly over to the other side, but before it went from the left to the right, it went through the lungs.
他就心脏从左边不是马上到右边，而是他要先到肺，再到右边。
You know what happened when he started teaching what he had found out?
他教人的时候，什么事情发生呢？
They took him and burned him at the stake.
他们就把他烧死了。
They wouldn't accept his teaching.
他们不能够接受他的教导。
They said it's heresy.
他说这样是异端。
So you will die by fire.
所以就说你该烧死。
And when people make interesting discoveries, it's very hard to change opinions of the masses.
当一个人有一种新的发现的时候，很难被当时的人接受。
And so we, in the scientific community, have been trying to find out for centuries the secret of life.
我们在科学的方面也有很多的时间，我们一直在发现生命的奥秘。
And we have tried to discover what makes the organism continue the way it does.
我们常常发现，看看我们这个机体继续的活动是用什么样的方式。
Oh, some people have said, well, it's in the breath, it's in the lungs.
有的人说，哦，这个生命的中枢是在肺里面。
And others say, well, it must be in the heart.
有的人说可能是在心脏里面。
But what makes the heart go?
但是心脏是怎么会一直跳动的呢？
Well, they said maybe it's in the brain.
可能是在脑子里面。
And others have disagreed.
有的人就根本不赞同。
And Confucius' disciples asked him, they said, Master, what is life?
孔夫子的学生问他生命是什么。
He says, I don't know what death is. How can I tell you what life is?
他说我不知生焉知死。
And so...
不知
死焉知生。All right. So, you know, there's an answer that was given to the people of God centuries and centuries ago.
但是有一个答案是在好几个世纪以前已经给了信主的人。
And if...The scientific community had only been willing to accept the word of God, they would have had the answer long before this.
若是这些科学家愿意接受神的话的话，那他们就好早好久之前就知道了生命的意义。
In Leviticus 17:11, we have the answer to what life is.
在利未记十七章第十一节，我们就得到了这个答案。
For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
因为活物的生命是在血中。
And God says, I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls.
这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。
It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
在血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
So we have two principles given out here and explained for us.
所以这里给我们两个原则可以解释。
First, it says that the life of the flesh...Is in the blood.
首先告诉我们，就是生命是在血中。
No. Secondly, that God has given blood upon the altar, and this blood that is shed on the altar by giving up of life of a substitute makes it possible to have forgiveness of sin.
第二点就是神赐给我们血在坛上为我们的生命赎罪。
Now this is fundamental and basic to the understanding of how we can have our sins forgiven.
若是我们要我们的罪得赦免，这是我们必须要知道的基要之点。
This is the only way we can come to understand how you can have eternal life.
这也是唯一我们能够明白永生的道理的方法。
Atonement for the soul means that.Something has to be given in the form of a sacrifice so that that individual person can survive or live.
我们的生命得赎就是说有一个替罪的东西必须要给在坛上使得这个人能够继续的活着。
And so God was trying to teach his people that basic spiritual lesson when he told them how to get ready for the Passover Angel.
所以神在告诉那个屠杀的天使的时候，告诉以色列人，这是唯一能够使他们能够逃避他们被杀的方法。
Well, you say that's Old Testament. That happened centuries before. It's I'm not sure that that it should be necessarily carried down into this day and age.
那你可能说这是旧约那么多年以前的事情，可能现在已经不适用了。
What about the New Testament? Does the New Testament say anything along the same principle? Does it teach us the same thing or not?
那新约怎么样吗？是不是新约也同样的指向这一方面，说类似的事情呢？
Well, if you look at Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 22nd verse, you will find the following.
你若是看希伯来书第九章二十二节，你也能够看到像类似的说法。
For without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
If there's going to be forgiveness, if you're going to enjoy a free access into the presence of a God who is holy, there must be bloodshed.
你若是要享受与人同在，在他的神圣的面光中，你就必须要有血的给我们。
Can you die for your own sin?
你能不能为你自己的罪死呢？
Yes, you can.
可以的。
You can die. But God says, why do you want to die?
那神说你为什么要死呢？
I want you to live.
我要你活着。
If you die, it means eternal separation from me.
你若是死了的话呢，你就跟神永远的隔离。
The wages of sin is eternal death.
因为罪的工价乃是永远的死亡。
God says, I want to offer you eternal life.
但是我要赐给你的是永生。
If you choose not to accept my way, it means eternal death.
若是你不接受我为你预备的道路，那就是永远的隔离。
If you don't want my provision in the sacrifice that I have given you for eternal life, then you must suffer eternal death.
你若是不接受我为你所洒的血来洁净你的罪的话，那你所得到的就是永远的死。
Do you know the passage Romans? Oh, you should know this one. 6:23.
你知不知道罗马书第六章二十三节？
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
But the gift of God is what? Eternal life.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And so there's a choice before you today.
所以今天在你的面前有一个选择。
You can come God's way and enjoy eternal life.
你可以接受神为你拯救的方法，享受永生。
Or you can go your own way and you will be under the condemnation of eternal separation, which means death.
那或者你就选择自己的道路，那你所得的结果就是永远的灭亡。
But what do you have to do to deserve eternal death?
你要怎么样就能够得到永远的死呢？怎么样你就得到呢？
What do you have to accomplish in order to receive eternal death?
你要怎么样就会永远就灭亡呢？
You know what you have to do? Do you know what you have to do?
你知道你做什么就得到永远的灭亡呢？什么都不做。
Nothing. You don't have to do anything.
一点都不要做什么，你已经就得到了永远的灭亡。
You are already on the way to eternal separation.
你已经在灭亡的道路上。
All you have to do is nothing.
你什么都不需要做。
And you are under the condemnation of God.
因为神的罪罪已经定了。
John's gospel tells us this very clearly.
约翰福音告诉我们很清楚。
The third chapter of John and the 36th verse.
约翰福音第三章
36
节。
And it says, in the third chapter, the 36th verse, a very interesting thing. He that believes the Son has everlasting life.
信子的人有永生。
And he that doesn't believe the Son of God,shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides already upon him.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
That's not very easy to accept.
这件事情很不容易被我们接受。
I realize that.
我知道。
I know it's not nice to have to feel that you're not accepted.
你自己发现自己不被接受是不是一个很好的感觉。
I just want to give you something not from the Bible but from the Minnesota Crime Commission study.
我要给你们看 一些事情，并不是从圣经上出来的，但是从 Minnesota 他们专门研究罪犯的一个团体。
This committee was not a religious Christian committee.
他们不是宗教的一个团体。
Just ordinary people.
就是普通的人。
Psychologists who study crime.
心理学家，他们专门研究罪犯的。
Let's see what they say about the human problem.
看他们怎么对人的问题怎么解释的。
Every baby starts life as a little savage.
他说每一个小婴孩他们开始的时候就像一个小野人一样。
He's completely selfish and self-centered.
他是完完全全的自私自我中心。
He wants what he wants when he wants it.
他要什么他就要。
His bottle, his mother's attention, his playmate's toy, his uncle's watch.
他要他的奶瓶，要他妈妈的注意，要他的玩具和他的叔叔的的表。
Well, if you deny what these things that he wants, he sees with rage inside.
你若是不给他的话呢，他就大发脾气。
气死了。And with aggressiveness which would be murderous.
那他那种好像发脾气的样子，可以好像要杀人一样。
If he weren't so small and so helpless, he would be a murderer.
假如他不是那么小的话，他真是可以杀人。
He's dirty.
他脏脏的。
He has no morals.
他也没有什么道德行为。
He has no knowledge.
也没有什么知识。
He has no skills.
也没有什么技巧。
Okay? This means that all children, not just certain children, are born delinquent.
所以所有的小孩不是只是某些小孩，他们生下来就是有问题的儿童。
And if this child is permitted to continue in a self-centered world of his own infancy,
若是这样的孩子，你就让他一直继续以他自我中心的这样的光景。
If he's given free rein to his impulsive actions to satisfy his wants, every child then will grow up to be the following.
那假如你什么都让他做，他愿意做什么你就让他做的话，那他就会变成下面这一样的人。
He'll grow up to be a criminal.
就变成一个罪犯。
A thief.
一个贼。
A killer.
一个杀人的。
A rapist.
然后就是奸淫的。
And that's the opinion of the Minnesota Crime Commission.
这是研究罪犯的这个团体所写出的意见。
And that's also the opinion of the Word of God.
神的话语对于人的
God says,
现象也这样。
That is absolutely correct.
神说人是完全败坏的。
不错。It's right. Every single one of us are potentially and terribly committed to selfishness.
是的，每一个人都是里面非常的败坏、自私。
We have all come short of the glory of God.
每一个人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
None of us are able to meet up to His standard of righteousness.
没有一个人可以够到神公义的标准。
None of us are able to satisfy the demands for God's justice.
没有一个人可以符合神的公义的要求。
God says that.You are all very selfish.
神说你们每一个人都非常的自私。
You are just full of self.
你们每一个人就是以我为第一。
And you have no way in which you can obtain a righteous position before me.
因为这样的人在我的面前绝对不能够得到义。
But there's good news today.
但是今天有好消息给我们。
God says, I have provided for you a lamb for a sacrifice.
神说我为你们预备了一个神的羔羊。
And if you put a lamb over you, you will come to understand the meaning of righteousness.
你若是把神的羔羊放在我的上面，你就能够明白什么叫做义。
But there must be bloodshed in order to change your selfish kind of sinful person.
但是必须要流血，这个流血能够改变你的罪性。
And so God has graciously provided for himself the way in which we can be bought back and redeemed.
所以神为我们预备一个奇妙的方法，使我们能够被赎买回来。
1 Peter 1:18 tells us that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold.
彼得前书十八十九节说，我们不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
But we have been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
但是我们得赎买回来，乃是凭着基督的宝血 如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
And that, my dear friends, is the good news of the gospel.
亲爱的朋友，这就是福音的好消息。
God sent His perfect, righteous, absolute, holy person of His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神把他毫无瑕疵、完全公义的主神的儿子赐给我们。
And He represents to God that perfect sacrifice.Which was acceptable in your place and in mine.
他能够替我们的罪在神的面前替代我们。
God paid a tremendous price in sending His Son to die for our sin.
神差遣他的独生子来到世界上替我们承担了罪债。
In Acts, the 20th chapter, we read that the church of God is that which He purchased with His own blood.
在《使徒行传》二十章二十八节说，他的教会是用自己的血买来的。
There are many churches in our country today who do not preach the blood of Christ.
在我们今日的教会里面，很多他们都不讲血的事情。
They say it sounds too messy and too terrible.
他说听起来好像很脏样。
But if you take away the blood from the preaching, you've taken away the only means by which we can be saved.
若是你把血的这部分不讲的话，那你就把福音的最宝贵的唯一的道路就取消了。
If we don't preach the blood of the Lord Jesus, we have no forgiveness of sin.
若是我们不讲主耶稣的宝血的事情，我们的罪根本就不得赦免。
You take away the blood, and you have no church of Jesus Christ.
你若是把血挪去的话，就根本没有教会。
We have been forgiven because of what Christ has done for our redemption.
我们的罪得赦免，因为主耶稣为我们的罪债付代价。
Ephesians 1:7 tells us that we have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
在以弗所书第一章七节告诉我们，我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照着他丰盛的恩典。
What does the forgiveness according to the riches of His grace mean?
但是什么意思是照着他丰盛的恩典？什么意思？
Well, it means that God has offered something very freely to you.
那意思就是神给了我们一件完完全全，完全自愿而且不要钱的。
It's without cost.
不需要我们花费什么。
It's without price.
也不需要有什么价钱。
Well, you say that's there's something wrong there.
但哦，假如说不要钱的话，一定有什么不对。
There's something fishy when people don't want any money for what they want to give you.
假如人要给你什么东西不要钱的话，那一定里面有什么问题。
I'd be careful about that.
那我一定要小心点。
And it's almost too good to be true.
实在是太好了，好多都不能相信。
And I'd have to agree with you.
我赞同你的意思。
It is too good to be true.
实在是太好了。
But I'm so glad that it is true.
但是我很高兴它实在是实在。
It is absolutely true.
是完全的实在。
Without money and without price.
不需要钱。
God says, I freely give you eternal life through the shedding of my son's blood.
神说我的儿子为你流血，我白白地将生命赐给你。
You know, if I just want to use a little illustration about giving a gift.
我要用一个说明来说明怎么样给一个礼物。
If I wrap this book up, which is not very new now, it's kind of old, but let's pretend it's a brand new book.
假如说我要把这个包装起来，现在不是很新，就假装它是一个新的圣经。
And I put a beautiful little ribbon on it.
我用一个很漂亮的丝带放在上面。
And I give it to you.
然后我就给你。
And you take it open.
我就把它拿了打开。
And you say, oh, that's just the book I want.
那我说这就是正是我要的。
I've been wanting to buy that, but I just didn't have the money to buy it.
我一直都想买，但是我一直没有钱买。
And so you take it and you open it up, and oh, on the back side is the price.
但是你一打开来一看，一翻开来就是价钱。
Let's pretend like it's an expensive $25 book.
就假想它是25块钱，蛮贵的。
So, I'm a little embarrassed because I forgot to take out the tag.
那我就不太好意思，我忘记把那个价钱拿掉。
And she's very embarrassed because she's found the amount of money and said, "Oh, this is $25."
那我也不好意思，我一看，哦，这么贵，25块钱。
And so then you reach in your pocketbook and take out $25 and try and give it to me.
那我就从口袋里面拿了25块钱，就给她。
And you really want to give that money.
我真的实在是要还给他那个钱。
How do you think I would feel if I was really giving this as a free gift?
那若是我真是有心要把个礼物白白的赐给他的话, 那你觉得我会怎么感觉?
And you insist on paying for it.
我就一定要坚持要付这个钱。
You would hurt me very much.
我一定是伤他的心。
You're my good friend.
因为我是他的好朋友。
I want you to have this.
因为他要给这给我。
I bought it to make you happy.
他买这本书就是要使我高兴。
And now you're trying to pay me for it?
那我现在又要还他的钱。
You know, that's what the people of the world and all the religions of the world are trying to do today.
这就是世界上所有的宗教要试着要做的事。
They're trying to pay God back.
他们总想要把钱付一点给神。
They'll take the neck off of a chicken and sprinkle its blood.
他们甚至于把鸡的头砍下来撒一点血。
On Confucius' birthday, they killed many pigs in Taipei and they offer the blood.
孔夫子的生日每年他们都杀很多的猪然后就献祭。
But the more sophisticated Americans reach in their pockets and take out their money and put it in the collection plate and make them feel very good because they paid God back and everything is nice and everything is normal.
那一些老练的美国人他们觉得他就喜欢从口袋里面拿点钱放在奉献箱以为他们就觉得付了钱给神了心里就舒服。
But it's the word of God that says you cannot pay, it's without price.
但是圣经上告诉我们你没有办法偿还的因为是无价的。
And the forgiveness comes to us of our sins through the riches of his free unmerited favor. That is the explanation of grace.
所以神给我们罪的饶恕是按照他的丰盛的恩典，这就是解释恩典的意思。
For we have been saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们得救是本乎恩。
I'm going to tell you one little story before we finish.
当我们结束之前，我还用一个小小的故事。
One day, a very poor family came to our clinic in Taipei.
有一天，有一个很穷的家庭来到台北。
They brought in their little baby.
他们带了他们的小婴孩。
This little baby didn't look like a Chinese baby.
这个小婴孩看上去不像个小中国孩子。
It was a Chinese baby.
但是他是个中国孩子。
But it was so anemic, it had lost so much blood that it looked just like a white baby.
他贫血太厉害了，看起来就像个白种人一样，白白的。
Its skin was just very pale.
他的皮肤好白好白。
And it was so weak it couldn't even cry.
他那么软弱，他甚至于哭都不行。
So we tested its blood.
我们就验血。
We found out that it was so anemic that it was going to die very soon.
我们看他贫血到一个程度，大概活也活不久了。
So we said to the parents, we need to give this baby some blood transfusion.
所以我就告诉他的父母说，我们必须要给他输血。
Well, they didn't have any money to buy blood.
他们没有钱买血。
I said, well, let me test your blood to see if it's the same kind of blood, the same type. Maybe we can find out if you can give the blood.
那我就跟他父母讲，让我验验你的血，看看你的血型是不是跟这个小孩可以适合。
Well, they said, how much blood do you have to test?
他说你验血的时候需要拿多少血呢？
A little bit.
我说一点点。
So... they were very reluctant.
然后他们就勉强让我抽了一点点血。
But we took out just the 1cc and we tested both mother and father.
那我们就拿了1cc的血也验他的父母。
Now you know about blood types.
你们知道关于血型的事情。
Most of you from the east would have type B. A lot of you have type B.
在东方人多半都是B型的。
A lot of the Caucasians from Northern Europe have type A.
在欧洲，北欧的人多半都是A型的。
We can't give A to B.
我们不能够把A型的血给B型。
And B can't go to A.
B也不能够给A型。
But type O is called the universal donor.
但是O型的呢，就叫做万国的捐献者。
Type O can give to A.
O型的可以给A型的。
Give to B.
也可以给B型的。
If necessary.
假如有需要的话。
So we tested the baby's type and the mother and father's type.
我们也验孩子的血，也验他的父母的血。
Oh, I said, that's such good news. Your type, daddy, and your type, mommy, can match the baby's type.
那我一验了以后就很高兴，我就说爸爸妈妈，你的血型正好跟你的孩子是一样。
We need a little bit of your blood to give to the baby so the baby will live.
所以我抽一点点你的血给这个小孩子，小孩就能活了。不行。
They wouldn't take.
他们不愿意被抽血。
I said it won't hurt you.
他说对你没有什么伤害。
You'll remanufacture that blood in a few days. You'll be back to normal.
几天以后你的血又回来了，你就变成正常了。
I said, well, let's compromise.
那让我们来折中一下。
We'll take half from mother and half from daddy.
从一半从爸爸这里拿，一半从妈妈身上拿。
No, no.
他们不要不要。
I said the baby's going to die.
他说你们的孩子要死了。
怎么办呢？And they didn't know, they wouldn't allow us to take any of their own blood to save their own child.
他们就不让我们拿他们的血来救他们儿子的生命。
So I asked our laboratory technician to test my blood.
那我就叫那个实验室的女孩子来试验我的血型。
To see if it would match with the baby.
看我的血型是不是跟他们的配合。
My type is O.
我的血型是 O 型。
So I rolled up my sleeve.
我就把我的袖子拉起来。
And I let them take off some of my blood.
我就让他们拿了一点我的血。
And they turned around and gave it to that Chinese baby.
然后我就给那个小孩子。
Now it's an American baby.
现在那个孩子变成美国小孩了。
But the baby lived.
但是那个小孩因着这个血的缘故就活了。
And the parents took the child back to Geelong.
那父母把他的孩子带回基隆去。
And the baby began to grow.
小孩子就开始长成长。
And some of the Christians in that city began to witness to that family.
那在那里的一些基督徒就向他们见证。
And that act, which was a little bit painful, not bad, that personal act of love toward them softened their hearts for the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
但是那一点点凭着爱心所做的工作就感动了他们的心，使他们就是对神的爱有领受。
It didn't cost me very much.
对我来说，我没有付太多的代价。
It didn't hurt me very much.
也不是太痛。
But I want to tell you this morning, dear friends, that it cost God something very much to send His Son.
但是我今天要告诉你们，朋友们，真是神付了很大的代价来把他的儿子
差遣。It cost the Lord Jesus lots of pain as He endured the cross for you and for me.
主耶稣承担了很多的痛苦，在十字架上为你为我承担了一切的痛苦。
He suffered like no other man ever could ever suffer.
他所受的苦是没有一个人可以忍受。
He took upon himself your sin and my sin and died in our place.
他把你的罪和我的罪承担在他的肩上为我们死。
He is the universal donor.
他是万国的捐献者。
He can give you eternal life if you turn to him in faith believing.
若是你转向他，用信心接受他，他就能成为你的救主。
All you need to say this morning in your heart of hearts is, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
今天你所需要做的，你就是向主耶稣说，主耶稣，我要接受你做我的救主。
I believe that you died for my sin.
我相信你为我的罪死。
I thank you for shedding your life's blood.
我谢谢你为我的罪。
I thank you, Lord, that the blood is the most important thing.
我也感谢你，血是最重要的。
And I accept your blood over me to give me eternal life.
我接受你的血。
Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sin.
神啊，我求你饶恕我一切的罪。
If you do that this morning, you will know the meaning, the real meaning of sins forgiven.
若是你今天早上做这样事的话，你就能够明白什么叫做罪得赦免的意义。
You will really experience new life in Jesus Christ.
你也会真正的经历到在主耶稣里面的生命。
You will have a cleared conscience of all of your past.
你就会对过去的事情有一个清洁的良心。
And the most important thing is that he'll set your feet on the way to eternal life.
最主要的，他要把你的脚站在永生的道路上。
My prayer to you this morning, if you've never accepted your substitute, the universal donor Jesus Christ, I hope you'll accept him today.
我今天的祷告就是，若是你从来没有接受过这个万国的捐献者的话，我希望今天早上你能够接受他。
The blood is most important.
因为血实在是最重要的。
Without blood, no remission of sin.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
I personally have an opinion about China.
我自己对于中国有特别的看法、
意见。I think that your forefathers learned that early lesson from the early Jewish people and brought it over into China.
我相信你们的祖先一定是从以色列人那里学到那个功课，然后把这个习惯带到中国。
I think that the red paper over the door and down the side post comes back and dates back to God's promise about passing over the people who have the blood on their door of their houses.
我想你们把红纸贴在门上，上面这个风俗是追远到以色列人那个逾越节的那件事。
God's promise is that if there's blood over your doorpost, no judgment will come.
神的应许就是说，若是在你们的门上有血的话，就没有审判。
Do you have blood over your doorpost today?
今天你有神的血在你的门框上吗？
The judgment of God is coming.
因为神的审判已经要来了。
It's appointed unto man once to die.
因为将来有死后有审判。
And after that,Truly the judgment of God.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Is there blood over your doorpost of your heart today?
今天在你心的门上是不是有血的？
By accepting God's provision, His Lamb, the Lord Jesus, you can know that protection.
若是你接受神为你预备的神的羔羊，主耶稣的宝血，就能够使你得保护。
And you can have eternal life.
那你就可以得。从主耶稣那里得到永生。
Let's bow our hearts and our heads in final prayer.
请大家低头祷告。
Now before we pray, I just wonder if there's any today who have never accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior yet.
当我们祷告之前，我不晓得是不是在我们当中从来没有接受过主耶稣做他的救主。
Maybe you've never understood why the cross and why the shedding of blood.
可能你从来也不明白为什么要十字架，为什么要流血。
But you would like to have Christ as your Savior today, and you'd like His blood applied.